This is the best beat film mix on Radio Sega.
Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah. Part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you!
Check it out.
This is
Best Beat
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Good evening and welcome to Fast Beats Phone Mix, the one and only place on the interweb where we talk Sega and Sonic rubbish and other banter. Yes, at that time we'll be just talking a load of rubbish, right? But that changes this week because we've actually got some very nice tasty treats for you this week. To start with, this episode, as much as it doesn't say it on the Radio Sega stream, is actually the racing episode. So we're doing essentially Sega's racing games, really. Which is going to cover Sega Rally, Daytona USA, Metropolis Street Racer, and some of those sort of games, really. So expect to hear music from that tonight. We've also got some other specials coming up tonight as well. Namely, we've got our Sonic Adventure quiz as well. So you can actually tune in for that. And like I say, if you get all the answers right, you can win a copy of Sonic Adventure on the Xbox 360. Only one to give away tonight, though. So if you get all five questions right, you'll have that code. But before we get to that, the other thing we'll be playing tonight is we've got round to sorting out the tracks from Summer of Sonic 2010, all the live music. So we'll be playing a couple of tracks from that as well. But it is also available to download on Fast Media already. So if you go to fastmedia.net and the Sonic the Hedgehog downloads, you can find it in one of the categories there. But we'll be playing them for you to have a little tasty treat of live recordings there. Anyway, that moves us neatly on to our guests for this evening. So this week joining me, we have what would appear to be a cup of tea.
Cover your ears.
I expect many profanities out of that guy tonight. Cover your eyes, ears, and mouth, as your case may be.
Probably everything else.
Yeah.
In the immediate vicinity.
You want me to, follow the competition, and if you can't see or hear, read, it depends.
Yeah.
But yes, that's also SJ, who's just hello. So yeah, hey there.
Hello.
We also have Ryo Nakage.
Hey there.
And we also have Gerbil Bay joining us again.
Hello.
Followed by the lovely Yumi.
Hi.
We're sounding more and more like cream every week.
We now need a Big the Cat.
You've got a few things, I think.
Let's not go into that ring of hell.
That also brings us to Dark Streak.
Welcome to Fast Beats Phone Mix Racing!
Vroom Vroom, yes. And finally we have SMX with us as well.
Yo!
So, hearty welcome to all of my guests. Now, I will note that everyone is probably expecting us to speak like a pirate this evening. Tough. We're not gonna...
Good day, mate.
Sorry, did you just sort of stereotype a pirate as an Australian?
I've just realised that.
My name's Marvin the Raccoon.
Okay, we'll move on from that. Yes. In fact, you've just completely lost my trail of thinking. Damn you, Tila! Oh. Your debauchery has just messed all things up already. So, racing theme for tonight. We'll be doing few of those sorts of games, really. But, the pirate thing. Yeah, we're not doing pirate voices tonight, largely because I've got a bit of a sore throat. I don't fancy doing it. Secondly, I think if you have been carrying on listening to Radio Sega all night, you probably would have heard Archangel UK doing lots of pirate impressions anyway. He loves doing that sort of thing, so you've probably had your fill there, really. If not, you know, just keep practicing it. I'm not going to fall to the level of pirate this evening, unfortunately.
Plus, if you're in the chat room, you know, they're carrying on in there, so...
Yeah.
Not anymore.
It kind of died.
I think it will come back up again. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a time and place. The time. Never. The place. Not here.
Exactly. So, right, just to clear up a couple of things, with this competition we're doing in a little bit, there's going to be 5 questions, so you'll need to know your Sonic Adventure knowledge. Admittedly, me being me, you'll need to know a little bit about the music of the game, and a little bit about the history of the game as well. So, I can just spy people going onto Wikipedia already, really, but that may not help you. It is Wikipedia, after all. Main thing to remember, though, is that you need to just mention at Sega Media in order to send your answer to us. We would do direct messages, but because Twitter has stupid rules about following and stuff like that, we decided against it. So you just have to mention at Sega Media. It'll be your answer, then at Sega Media. The winners will be the people who get all 5 questions right, or if it comes to a sort of tiebreaker conundrum, it will be the first person to actually get the answers in. So, whoever comes up first out of all those answers, they will win the code. So, you better be quick tonight to actually get that. Anyway, how is everyone this evening?
Good, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds like there's some drunk wandering down our residence hall floor right now screaming, Lucy, I'm home.
Is that... Yeah, that's never good.
I can't complain.
I'm a little pirated out, though.
Everyone yeah. is.
Pirated out.
Everyone is.
Yeah, Oregonics cased, ninja'd out.
I'm so glad you brought that person's name up.
Yeah.
Because, Gonic has been absent for the last 3 weeks, and that was after he got hagged. If you don't know what a hag is, it's this sort of sound vibe. Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do! So someone's getting hagged this tonight, one way or another. Gonic, if you disappear now, you will get auto-hagged, unfortunately.
He's run off.
I've been a pirate too, you know. I've been using pirated software.
Although I will say at the moment, Teela's really starting to head towards getting hagged anyway, to be honest, so I wouldn't worry too much, Gonic. Settle down,
boy.
Oh,
he's cursing at us. Nah, he deserves it now.
Starting to sound like Gonic really wants it.
Yeah. Well, you better all enjoy the phone mix, because we've got this episode, and we've got next week's episode, and then the episode after that, in 2 weeks' time, is the 20th episode. And for that episode, it's going to be a special mix episode. So I'm just going to be essentially on the decks, focusing on providing the best mix of Sega music anyone's ever done, basically. And because of that, there won't be any call-ins, effectively. We may do one more show, but we'll see. So we're talking, 3 more episodes, really. And next week is going to be quite good, I reckon. I'm really looking forward to next week's show, so we shall see. So, so that brings us neatly onto the games as well. So, Daytona, Sega Rally, arcade classics, of course, really. Which is better, do you reckon? IRC Room, Skype Room, Sega Rally, or Daytona? This is a close one in my books. I'm sort of hard to tell, I would say.
Yikes!
I've only played Daytona, really.
Game over, yeah!
Jeez, that is a very good question. Because I've played both, and I think both are pretty good in their own cases. So it's a draw for me, because both go between two things. Daytona goes through the NASCAR route, stock car route, while Sega Rally's obviously gone down the rally route, and it was pretty much innovative of its time, because it never, it was not really a real realistic rally game until then.
I said then they spawned off Colin McRae and all kinds of stuff like that as well. Do rally, that sort of thing. But yeah. I do like the rally. I gotta say, I did buy Sega Rally over Daytona, so maybe that's it. Maybe I might sway that way a little bit more, to be honest, really.
I agree with SJ, and another reason why both games were so good is because both games' music was written by Taki Nobumi Tsuyoshi, one of the best Sega around.
They are very similar music, yeah. But
another element adds on.
Does anyone know out there the singer in Daytona? I don't know that off the top of my head. Whoever the singer is for that, we should really. I'd love to get him on the show or something like that. Get an episode going.
That's if he can speak good English. No
you
offense.
Just imagine that. Oh yeah, hello, I'm on the phone mix. Just some speaking, sing for me, singing for me.
Yeah.
Blue, blue sky, I see.
Well, it's not common on Radio Sega to have celebrity likes on there, because we did have Richard Jacks show his face in the IRC room the other night as well. So.
And I missed it!
Yeah! Everyone's just like, no! It was particularly funny for Forever Sonic, who just popped in 2 minutes after he left, and he was just like, what? No! If I could have seen a look on that guy's face.
That just sucks.
I guess he was hitting his head off the table or whatever it was that was nearby. Damn it!
Or in true rock star style, he could just grab his guitar.
No, I don't think he'll do that.
He probably wouldn't, but...
Oh, it is Takanobu Mitsuyoshi who sings on Daytona, so... Yeah. So it's both the composer and the artist.
Takanobu Mitsuyoshi.
Takanobu Mitsuyoshi.
Ah, you know something? How about we all try and pronounce it? That's a
kind of pronunciation mix.
Yeah.
Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. Sam.
So I just tried to correct himself afterwards. Go on, everyone have a go.
Daddy God.
Hold on, I have to slap my eyes. Takanobu Mitsuyoshi.
There was no need for that, but at least we did see it.
It sounded like an old Japanese woman.
I could not be.
He's ready for trying. No, no one else really wants to have a go for this. That's it. Alright. I do want to get back to the competition, but we will start that after the next musical break. So, someone name a number between 1 and 12 for me.
5.
13. Wait.
7. And all of a sudden, everyone rushes in.
7.
Alright, 7. 2. Alright, that will do it quite nicely, actually, because that'll give us just one track sort of break, but it is a long track. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick musical break, and this is Crush 40 live from Summer of Sonic 2010 with Sonic Heroes, His World, All Hail Shadow, and Never Turn Back. So you listen to Fast Switch Phone Mix, stay tuned to possibly win a copy of Sonic Adventure on the 360 by answering 5 perhaps simple questions. We'll see. Listen to Phone Mix, we'll be back in a few minutes. This is
the Fast Beat Film Bridge on Radio Sega. Don't
over you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back on the phone mix here, and we are going to start our Sonic Adventure competition for the 360. So, those of you who want to enter, make sure you've got your Twitter apps or your own Twitter website now, so you can enter your answers into the competition. So, I would know that the guys on Skype are going to take part in this as well if they want to, but certainly there's no answers that are going to be put on Skype at this point as well. This is strictly in my hands, and if they happen to know the answer, well, wait. And I've also been told not to say it over the air or put it in a Skype room either. So we're trying to play as fairly as possible, because, you know, I can quite easily give it to them if I wanted to, but I'm playing fair. So.
The first answer is FBO.
Big Fish Adventure.
The first answer is one.
No, the first answer is no.
The first question is number one. Dumbass. Settle down. Everyone needs to be up to here. Alright, that was a bit hard. Yeah. Settle down. Right, okay. Here we go. Question number one. What is the sixth stage, number six, the sixth stage Sonic plays? Sixth stage. So, I would say if you know the answer to that, and we want the answers, you need to tweet them with the first thing need to be your answer, then at Sega Media, so we get a mention and I can see it on Tweet app. So, I'm just going to sit tight and wait for the answer to come up with that one. What's Sonic sixth stage on Sonic Adventure?
Mm.
That's quite an easy one, I think, at the end of the day.
quitting.
It's almost like an exam, isn't it?
I'm trying to make too much like an exam.
Okay, pencils down.
Gerbil Bay, you're tweeting at Sega Media, not Fast Food Media, otherwise... I can see both, but I'm only going to count it if you tweet it at Sega Media. Already, I'm seeing some interesting answers to this one.
How is it?
Okay, I'm going to be a troll with my answer.
So remember, Shadow. At Sega Media, you need to tweet it at Sega Media. Jesus. Come on, this isn't difficult. It's Twitter, it's like the simplest thing on the internet to use, apart from finding porn, but it's only everywhere. Alright, let's move on to question two. Okay, where was Open Your Heart first played? Where was it first played? Open Your Heart, that track, where was it first played? That's an interesting one.
You mean in the game or live?
I mean, in the real world. Where was the first time anyone heard it? Where did the sound waves first penetrate someone's ear? I think, ooh, that's called Open My Heart. Open Your Heart. Trick question. Yeah. It'll make it a little bit easier for me to sort through your answers if you put the question number next to it as well, but hey-ho. Okay, so yeah, where was Open Your Heart first played in the world? Where was it played? I'm actually sneezing on my fish. Failing that, if not everyone gets all five questions right, then it's going to be whoever gets the most answers right, I suppose, at the end of the day as well, really.
Chances are somebody's going to get all of them anyway.
Yeah, Fast Feet, for question number two, is it, do you want, like, a country, city, both?
I was kind of giving away the answer, really, haven't I? But,
if you're asking where, it's probably going to be a town.
Yeah, it could be somewhere, it could be, a game or part of the game, but yeah, alright, I'm going to give that one. Alright, which city was it played at? We're more likely to win if you say... where, what event it was as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does have a specific name, not a lot of people know about it, to be honest, really. That's one of the trickier questions, to be honest. Okie doke. Let's move on to the next question. I just realised I've got 4 instead of 5 questions. Oh well. It's been a bit of a rush put together this episode. Oh well. I don't think it's quite as bad as last week, but yeah, enough about the show, more about the quiz. Alright, easy one. What was the name, this is question 3, what was the name of the re-release version of Sonic Adventure? What was its name? Its title, as it were. And that's question 3. Yeah, Resident SD, that's very true. For question 2, it's one of those questions you either know or you don't, basically. So yeah, question 3, what was the name of the re-released version of Sonic Adventure? Okay, and the last question. This is an audio question, so I'm going to stop the music now. So you definitely need to be listening to the radio for this part. What is the name of this track from Sonic Adventure? That's all you're getting. That's question 4. What was that track? What's the name of it?
Like...
Alright, so now... What's going on in the background? Sounds like someone's getting help. Or the TV's just really loud. Either way. So yeah, those are four questions. If you get them all right, I'll pass on a code for Sonic Adventure on the 360. No, Connie, you can't win. Not like that.
Only winners get to win.
Indeed.
Winners do drugs.
Although Sonic does do crack to run fast, so you know.
Like fishing, like finding frogs. When Sonic Adventure DX over this.
Just keep an eye on my Twitter here as well.
Yeah.
I am very curious in these results. I tell you what, maybe from the quiz I can hag someone. Just from maybe bad or good answers.
Is that the first question? It was Chemical Zone. Yes, that's what it was.
Great Ozone.
Scrap Brain. Wait. No.
No. It was Sonic Heroes. Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm pretty sure it was City Escape.
Yeah. Go on, why are you asking if you won? You haven't even entered yet. Oh dear. Right. I will go for the questions quickly one more time, and feel free to tweet your answers again. Just to see if you can get a chance of winning. I'm still keeping the competition open for the time being. What? Okay, question one. What is Sonic's sixth stage in Sonic Adventure? It's the sixth stage, that's question one. The second question is, where was Open Your Heart first played? Where in the world, and specifically, what event was it played at, first of all?
Where in the world?
If you complete the end of that sentence, I will take you out of the Skype chat immediately.
I'm sorry.
Don't lie to me.
I'm sorry. Won't do it again.
Okay, I'm going to move on to question three. What was the name of the re-release version of Sonic Adventure? And just to carry on to our fourth musical question, once again, what song is this? It's a tricky one, I'm going to play it, but yeah, play the game. This is the radio station.
My dear,
it's gonna work.
Battery
is nowhere. Yeah, last question. What is the track playing now? Might beatbox a letter for fun. Anyway. Great, that's all the questions. There you go, so four questions. Whoever gets those right will win the code. Now let's just have a look at the answers that have come up so far. Interesting. Right. We're going to take it to a musical break, I think. The winner will be announced afterwards. So, yes, you'll find out who's won that competition after the break. You can still send your entries in. It's still about the end of this track, and I'll see who's won then. But you can enter if you want, but it might be tricky. You listen to Fast Week's Phone Mix, and we will announce the competition winner after this musical break.
This is the Fast Phone Mix on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
one to Fast Beats Phone Mix one more time. So yeah, we were just talking about Fast Beats Pharma Market Mix, weren't we?
Yeah.
Just how one of you guys seems to think it's appropriate to go to a farmer's market thing. Oh, I'll have some of that. I'll just bite on the pig.
Bacon.
I think it's just the difference of customs. I guess our farmer's markets are different than England's farmer's markets.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but alright.
Yeah.
Well,
I certainly don't go to a farmer market and I'm on any pig there, so.
Yeah, I was saying, you don't typically go and sniff a pig's ass and then have a bite on it, you know, at the farmer's market. Oh. Bacon!
Oh, that's.
Fresh ham!
A little too fresh.
Fish market, so completely opposite.
Anyway, let's move off our, you know, topic of crapness that we have every week onto the competition results. Right. Let's go through the answers first of all. Now first of all, I asked what was Sonic's sixth stage on Sonic Adventure. The answer to that one, of course, is Speed Highway.
Speed Damn. Highway.
I picked that question because I love that stage and I know it's number six.
I said Hot Shelter.
I said Lost.
But you were wrong. So, yeah. Okay, question two. Where was Open Your Heart played? Now, this is very much a tricky question. The answer to this is Tokyo International Forum in 1998.
Damn!
Oh!
However,
I thought it was Tokyo.
It might have been part of Tokyo Game Show. I'm not sure on the finite details of it, but the nearest answers we got were Tokyo Game Show. But because it had Tokyo in the name, I'm going to take that as the correct answer. So, yeah. Tokyo International Forum. So yes, easy one is third. What was the name of the re-released version of Sonic Adventure? Of course it was Sonic Adventure DX Director's Cut.
See, that to me that was a trick question because there was like Sonic Adventure International.
Well, they said there were lots of different versions there, but we're ultimately just going for Sonic Adventure Director's Cut really. That's all I'm thinking. We're going for the closest answers here. And finally, what was the song we were playing? Now, no one got this right, actually. Again, people were very close. The track's called General Offensive. Oh. And that is from Skydecker Go-Go. It is from Skydecker Go-Go, though. But I was looking for the track name. Bear in mind, this is a radio station, and we play this music all the time. Would have thought it wouldn't be too hard, but seems not. So we're going to have to, despite the amount of Sonic music we play, we're going to have to keep playing a lot more so you're familiar with it.
He's like, no one deserves the prize.
So, next... yeah, I'll just keep it for myself, I think, really. Nah, actually, I went out and bought it myself. I thought Sega deserved the money for that, so... So yeah, but just looking at the answers we got on Twitter, I'm just a bit surprised on people's Sonic knowledge. And the other day, we had... I'm not naming any names here because that would be a bit harsh, but Sonic 6 Stage, we got answers including Lost World, Red Mountain, Hot Shelter, and of course Speed Highway in the end, someone got it right. And Tokyo Game Show was pretty much the answers we got for question 2. 3 was Sonic Adventure DX, that's pretty much what we got from that really. But we just had Skydecker Go-Go Nick Carrier for the 4th question as well, so... people pretty much knew which track it's from, you know, which level and where it was sort of thing, but just not the name of the track exactly, so yeah, I tested the Sonic Adventure knowledge as well a little bit there. What they've done with Sonic Adventure is really good, I reckon, because they've actually allowed it so if you want to buy Sonic Adventure, you just pay 800 Microsoft points, which is great, I think, because there are some arcade games out there which are there for 1200 points, and I really wouldn't pay 1200 points for them, quite frankly. So I think
yeah,
really
some of them are good examples. I can't remember, but I understand that a few that I've bought that were for that price shouldn't have been. They should have been 800.
Yeah, I think Microsoft needs to sort that out. But I think between Sega and Microsoft this time, they've really got it right. Because 800 Microsoft points is just about right for Sonic Adventure, and any Dreamcast game for that matter, I think. But also, if you want the director's cut, they've added it on for an extra 400 points. And I was speaking with Gabby about this the other night, and he was like, not so sure about that. That doesn't sound very good value for money. Why didn't they just put it all in for 1200? Well, what if you don't want director's cut? Secondly, you can get Sonic Adventure for a cheaper price if you just want that game. And if you do want it, you've got a choice there. So I think that's fantastic. They've really hit it on the nail there. They've really done well. So, excellent. So that now leaves who has won the competition. Now, I will say it's someone from our Skype conversation here. But that's larger because very few of you actually entered in the chat room or got the questions right. So, you know, don't have much choice here. So I think either Gavi or Resonus should get a whip to our IRC people and just, you know, learn more about Sega games.
Why are you even on Radio Sega?
So, the winner... coughing their lungs off.
Hear that?
Come home. Dropping their lung.
Medic!
Oh, just get medical attention aside for a minute. But the winner of the Sonic Adventure competition is... Gerbil Bay! Well done!
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you!
Well, congrats, Miss. You beat my face, babe.
Now, I have to run for 2 seconds.
So there you go. I'll pass over your code in a discreet place rather than someone else nicking it. So yeah, you got 3 out of 4 right. Because no one got the last question. Technically, we'd say it was the right stage, but it just wasn't general offensive. But yeah, you did pretty well, Gerbil Bay. So nice one. Does pay off the bill on my show, I suppose, in some respects.
Oh.
But hopefully we're looking to get in some more Sonic goodies soon as well. Perhaps when Sonic 4 comes out, we might even have a free code for that to give away. So if you do have a 360, stick about for the phone mix. We will definitely have something to give away then, I'd like to think. So, yeah.
Sonic 4 now has an animated title screen.
It has what?
It's got an animated title screen. It's basically the Sonic 4, Sonic 1 animation, but on Sonic 4.
I thought we had that already, to be honest, but it's kind of a gimmick.
No.
Yeah. Ow. But yeah, well, we'll certainly be sorting that out. Yeah, okay. Well, we are going to be doing the racing sort of games sort of theme tonight, really, but I mean, we might do a bit more of that next week because we've largely been on Sonic sort of stuff tonight as well. But, you know. If you want to win stuff and check out the latest music, you know, you've got to fit that in between everything, so yeah. Is Yumi still got a microphone muted?
No.
Because all I hear is just this fumbling or something that's going on in the corner.
Yeah.
Ah, it is there. Yeah, hello, Yumi.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, everyone's really complaining about the fact that we don't have any PlayStation Network codes or anything like that. We'll give
I had a funny feeling.
It's not even released yet.
Has what been released?
It's released on Tuesday? Wednesday?
It's coming out shortly.
We'll give you
PlayStation Network codes when Sega give us some. Basically.
When?
Yeah. So, yeah, you can complain to Sega about that one, I'm afraid. You just missed your China Car Trilogy Cage's finish, so. But there's always next Sunday, so. I'm sure you're gonna love coming back then. So, yeah, if you do want any requests coming up, do tweet them at Sega Media. We'll keep going for a little bit longer tonight, I think, because we were a bit short last week. I'm going to put together some tunes, I think, a little bit, really. I will just come on and say, people are really wondering what's going on with Sega Media. It's being developed, don't worry. We have got to a point now where things are looking pretty swish, I'd say. Let's make it like, it's crossed between sort of iTunes now and a website in some respects, really, because we've made it so you've got all this album artwork and details of all the stuff that's on the website, all the media.
Oh.
Isn't that?
Yeah, very soon. Mm. Very such.
So there's more for that coming soon. I'm very, very close to getting it done now, really. It's just gone through a last bit of testing and it's come out pretty well. So just the nice thing about it is that you've got all the album artwork, all the information there, you can play, you can download the music or the video, and it's so nice. It's everything fast for me that should have been, you know, but, and will be in some respects. I'm also really working on getting user content on there as well now. That's the next thing, and I'm working on to see if that's going to happen. So you'll potentially be able to upload your content in a Sonic Sega specific area rather than YouTube where everyone has their stuff, so. So, yeah. What's it? ResNetX says, as long as it's not as shit as iTunes, then that's fine. Yeah, no, don't worry, it won't be. He's seen anyway, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Of course it's not as bad as iTunes. I don't use iTunes at all, by the way. I instigate Winamp. Winamp for the win. It is my favourite media player, and has been for about 8 years now, so. Not longer. Yeah, alright, let's get some more Metropolis Street Racer on, and we'll be back in a little while. So yeah, you're listening to Fast Beats Phone Mix, and we'll be back in a short while.
I wanna.
For the for change four for the final part of the show. So yeah, we've had a bit of fun tonight. Not only doing our Sonic Adventure competition, but with some live performances from Summer of Sonic. A few more coming up to finish the show on as well, but sticking a good deal of music in. one thing I was just thinking actually is somebody just finding out of the last track we played, which on Sega Rally, Daytona rather, Sky High. Because it just sounds like I want to fry high. Like I've got a frying pan and I want to fry as high as the sky goes. But it's fly. But I'm just picturing putting like Daytona on like a musical or something like that on Broadway. You just, you know, hit a dance on it, I want to fry. Just in the car and then in the kitchen and then, you know, it could be a laugh. I don't know. But we've got to do something with this. I really think we should do a petition or something to get something going with this Daytona singing. I'd love to have the guy on the show, you know, but I don't think we'll be doing that. Imagine him having him at Summer of Sega or something like that. That'd be cool.
Yep.
I do think we should have a Summer of Sega really as well. Summer of Sonic's, I think certainly after next year it really would have reached a peak. I don't know how much better it's going to get, you know, but I don't know, we'll see. I'll obviously be helping move that forward a step or two in the near future, I'd like to think, so we'll see.
So basically what you're trying to say is, after next year's Summer of Sonic, you're hoping to broaden it into Sega in general?
It's what I'd like to do, and we've talked about it various times, like me and other people as well, we've talked about making it Summer of Sega maybe, but it's very much focused on Sonic and his branding, so I don't know how much Sega would be up for that as well, but it doesn't sound like a bad idea to me, particularly establish this convention as much as we have, but that's a discussion for next year, I think.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Bear in mind, obviously, we've got next year's Summer of Sonic already scheduled and sort of planned, so we'll see. Feels like it's going to be like Summer of Sonic 2010 Part 2, the 2011 convention, to be honest, really, because it just feels like probably going to have Crush 40 there again, going to have Sonic Colors and Sonic 4 there again, so it's going to be a bit similar, perhaps, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still awesome.
Then again, you might have the Free Riders.
Yeah, Free Riders would be playable, I'd like to think. We usually get
we'll get a demo of Sonic 2011. Which is basically Sonic 06 add 5.
Well done, you can do math.
Or perhaps even better, with all the glitches removed.
Yeah, the one I really hate, which isn't that much of an interference in gameplay, but just looks crap from Sonic 06, is when Sonic's in Kingdom Valley and he has to jump between all the blocks and stuff like that. You fly in between today, just sort of lies there, like, do-do-do-do-do, I'm gonna land on my head. Ooh, I found my feet. What the hell? So the weird thing is, in the trailer, it
animation
was there.
Error.
Animation was all there, and then it wasn't in the game. It's like, did you just thought, ah, oh, we'll just undo that part of the game. No. Just lean on the keyboard or spilt, coffee on it or something.
In Crisis City, there's a path of rings that you can't get. And in the trailer, they even show the path of rings you can't get.
Well, let's hope they do better with Colors of War. It sounds like they are for the way things are going, so let's keep it up anyway. Resident SD, why would you want it in Birmingham? The convention.
Maybe because he lives there.
Maybe you shouldn't be so bloody lazy. I have to travel a couple hundred miles to get to Summer of Sonic each year, and people come from, Australia only to get there. Yeah, if Resident Evil doesn't go to Summer of Sonic next year, he's either going to be hagged every week forever, or I'm going to find a much worse punishment for him.
I mean, I've made a promise to go next year.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're in that boat, yeah, by the way.
Also, I think that's also because I've been threatened as well.
Yeah, worried about me and other people, I'm not surprised.
For some reason, Gabby wants me to go really badly because of my, David Bowie impression.
He will be forced to be involved in these games. Hold on.
Ooh.
Super
hack.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. That just sounds like brings terrible images to the mind. That does. I am super hack.
I'm just realizing the IRC.
Yeah, well done IRC as well for alienating one of our listeners earlier as well. We obviously, people will know regularly the show that Gonic, or Gonic 07 as we like to call him, he's been disappeared. He hasn't been here for the last 3 weeks because he's afraid of getting hagged, I think. And he was in here for about 10-20 minutes ago, and everyone was just telling me, oh, dude, you're so hagged, sort of thing. I think he just got fed up with it and left. To be honest, I had no intentions to hagging that guy this evening, so... it's just a bit afraid. Oh well, Yannick, if you are listening to this podcast when it comes out, come back on. I won't hag you the next time you're on, I promise. But that brings me neatly to my hagger this week, because we haven't done hag of the week because of him for the last 3 weeks. My hag this week is going to be Teela. Hey, you called yourself Cup of Tea to start with as well. Weirdest Skype name ever, by the way. I'm talking to a cup of tea. What?
My display picture is Pedo Bear and a baby.
That's reason number two. So yeah, you are happy.
Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do.
There you go, yes you do.
Reason number three, stop fucking cursing.
Yeah, ass face.
I didn't see any good ones this week.
This week?
Do you really want to play the hag sound again?
This week was a good hag. Thank you.
It's more
not spell hag either, but hey. It's nice to get a bit of hagness going anyway. Yeah, so for taking the obscenity to a new level, Tia, that's the other reason. You think. Pedo Bear. Oh, I feel sorry for your children when you have them. Hey, the bear is Pedo Bear! Ah! That kid's gonna count as some scarring. So yeah, we've only got really one more foam mix left. Then we've got what's probably gonna be called something like Fast Feet's Mixmaster mix or something like that. Because it's just gonna be me mixing all day for a good hour or two.
Fast Feet's no fun.
Here we go.
I don't like it. I think we can come up a better name than that. But yeah, what I think I'm doing is I want to see what the next show is going to be like, because we've always done like a sort of a phone mix for the Fast Media podcast in the first series. Then we officially called it the phone mix this round because it sounded a lot better. I'd like to do a sort of quiz show next time, possibly. I'm really tempted with that sort of prospect. The way it will work, though, is it will work similar to phone mix, because we'll have a bit of music and then we'll just be doing quiz stuff most of the evening as well. But guys who are in the UK, have you ever seen Mock the Week?
Yes, I have.
I think we should do a quiz bit like that.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Can I be Frankie Boyle?
Well, let's see. You always seem to be offensive. You always seem to be quite unembarrassed when it comes to insulting anyone and anything. So, yeah, you can be Frankie Boyle.
But I think we have to cut the line at the Queen's Binge.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay, I'll give you a good one right now. Let me move the page up. You don't have to be good at anagrams to see that Pope Benedict is an epic pedo.
Well, alright, I might retract my hag if you can fit pedo bear to something funny relating to Sega, which happens during that particular week. Unlikely, but we'll see. So, you know, this will end up with me being like, "Hi, I'm Dara, oh, Fastly Brian, and this is Mark the Sega." I just think
that would have been kind of offensive. That would have been kind of offensive. Irish people.
So, we're talking.
Ian, he's a fucking brilliant guy!
Nah,
all those stupid Irish Flatlanders. Here's some salt for your Flatlander, eh?
Where's your potatoes now, eh?
It just comes out with stuff like, George Bush is gonna be a speaker after he finished being president. Hey, play to your strengths, eh, George?
That's the just put down. Surely, though, if Taylor is Frankie Boyle, it means he won't be on it, is surely. Yeah, because he left.
Yeah, it's a shame, because he was really good on it. We'll see. No, it's only not D at this point. Sell down.
Always took the thing out of Kerry Katona.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, Summer of Sonic is sort of nicked Nevermind the Buzzcocks and put it to Buzz Bombers, so we can have Mock the Week in our own sort of form. I don't know. It's the best format. I really like it. I think it would work really well over the radio, so we'll see.
Oh,
it's
God,
just
I hate to imagine if it turns live in what you call it? It's Summer Sonic. We're going to be absolutely.
Yeah, if we did this live, it's Summer Sonic.
Hacking ourselves.
Keep your finger on the beat button.
So yeah, we'll probably be looking up a captains then of the teams as well. And maybe if we can get some regulars on, that will mean us limited spots, but I mean yeah. So on that same token, if you're showing interest in the next series of Phone Mix and you want to be a part of what we have planned, just hop on Sega Media and have a look there, because it's important to get hold of us there. Likewise, I think we're looking for hopefully some new shows for Radio Sega. So if you are interested in doing a show, there's a bloke over there called Gavi or Resident SD who will happily help you out with that. So yeah, okie dokie, I think that's all for this evening, so we'll keep that wrapped up.
Alright.
Okay.
Cool. Later.
Tex.
I've just been given a signal we're done this evening, so...
Oh.
So yeah, well, I think we're wrapped up there. It's a nice 2-hour long show for you as well. Just on a quick note, we've also got top 10 hags have been put in the RC room. Number 1 is Gonic and Gabby, and then Teela and Josh tied apparently, so. And I think
next
I'm in there as
week,
well.
We are going to untie that tag.
Tie tag. I'm just kidding, mate. You interrupted me, that's why you get hacked.
Sorry, Taylor. We just laughed because that just came right out of the blue.
Quiet, Tag.
I was just laughing at you, Taylor. I'm not with him. Sorry.
That's cruel.
Anyway, that will wrap up. That wraps up another episode of the Foam Mix. Join us next Sunday for the final Foam Mix, as it were. Then we'll go into a Fast Beats Mix, as it were. But you can expect to get hold of Resident SD next Friday at 9 with Sega Ages. Gavi on Saturday at 10, probably. Maybe 9. I think it's 10 now. With Saturday Night Sega. And, of course, if you ever want to tune into your favourite Sega Community Managers radio show, Radio Redux with Echo Hawk, that's next Sunday at 7 as well. We'll see you next Sunday at 9, but for the moment, it's goodbye from me, Fastfeet, and from my guests here on the Skype.
Bye.
See you,
Cox.
Bye.
And it's good luck with Frankie Boyle, too. Brilliant. I'll leave you with a couple of tracks. I'm going to leave you with 3 tracks, actually. Going to get Open Your Heart, What I'm Made Of, and Live and Learn from Summer Sonic 2010. And I think we'll also leave some Loose Control for Sega Touring Car. Goodbye, and see you next week.
This is Fast Beat
Foam Mix on Radio Sega. We'll be right back. listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow.